everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Comic Chronicle Podcast. I'm your host, Dakota Morgan, coming to you from Phoenix, Arizona. And I do want to do this little bit of an intro thing, even though it's a somewhat of a solo, well, that's really a solo episode today of my review of The Joker. This is me telling you guys, before we dive into the review, please know this is a very, 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 very spoiler episode of the podcast. You know, Comic Chronicle, we do spoilers every now and then. This is one of those. If you've not seen the Joker movie yet, one, I recommend go see it. But then two, press play and listen to the rest of the episode once you do. And because I really gave an in-depth review of the Joker movie, of a lifetime comic book fan, big fan of the Joker too, and what he is in the comics and DC as well. This is it. And so today, folks, I definitely want to say thank you for tuning in this episode. Before we get to it, make sure you guys subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, or comicchronicle.podbean.com because it helps us greatly, folks. So without further ado, let's tune in the review of The Joker. I got my coffee here. I definitely wanted to dive into this movie. And also, because fans have reached out and said that, hey, can you guys review Joker? Sure thing, no problem. And to the fans who didn't reach out, like, where the fuck's my interview? I'm terribly sorry. So sorry. You guys can stay tuned, though, for next week. As this is July or October 6, 2019, as I'm recording this. But you guys can stay tuned for next week's episode because, holy hell, next Monday, you guys are going to enjoy the guest we got coming on. He's been in the very Gotham-centric stuff, to say the least. So stay tuned for that one. May or may not get released this week as a bonus episode. Stay tuned for that, too. You never know. So that means you guys got to subscribe. But going further into the Joker movie, directed and written by Todd Phillips, starring Joaquin Phoenix, and numerous many other cast members, too. And overall, a fantastic crew, to say the least. Because the Joker movie is a movie where I think it was something that needed to be made, I almost want to say. That type of movie where it needed to be made in the sense to talk about mental issues, but it also gives us a really good movie in the sense, I'm a guy who loves villains. I've talked about it numerous times. I love villains almost sometimes more than the heroes. Sometimes. I loved Forever Evil, Love and Year of the Villain by DC Comics. Really fun stuff there. I really think Joker, though, is the movie where you're like, okay, people who are walking in thinking this is Batman. This is going to be a Batman. He's going to show up at the end, kick his fucking ass, right? No. No. There's none of that. It's great. I thought that was a brilliant move on their part. One of the brilliant things about this movie, because there's lots of it, we'll get to that in a minute, in the sense where this is a movie about a guy who breaks down. And I'm a guy who's talked about my mental issues before of depression, anxiety, PTSD. I've talked about them on record. I've gone about helping people with fellow issues too, like that. Motivational advice, inspirational things, talking about how it's okay to have it and to use it as your weapon and stuff like that in the creative field. I've talked about it numerous times on the film show and the show too. And I think the Joker movie, something that not capitalizes on it, but something that brings it to the forefront while also giving you a movie about a supervillain, to say the least, because that's what he is. There is no hope in this movie. There is no happy ending unless you're like cheering for the Joker, which I kind of was. I'm like, yeah, kill him, Mr. J. Yeah. It's like, I'm cheering for the fucker. And it looks really cool. which in which case was memes out there of like, yeah, me enjoying a Joker and cheering for him. And then in the back, the undercover cop watching me. Yeah, it kind of felt like that sometimes. But I've now seen the movie, as I said, I'm recording this on October 6th. That's meaningful because I've now seen this movie twice. I saw it opening night with the Nerd of Balls podcast. And just so you guys know, too, this is a Nerd of Balls production. And yeah, this is a really, really fun time ahead. And I think Joker maybe opens the door for stuff like that on mental issues. I hope it does. Or people, because it's a 9 out of 10 for me in this movie. Only because of the beginning with that, where it tackles a lot of that. And because it's just slow, in a sense, here. I think Joker opens kind of slow, but also it's needed. It's slow, but needed. In the sense where you have the stuff of his fake girlfriend. You have that, which blew the plot twist galore. Thomas Wayne maybe being his father. What the fuck? His girlfriend, who turns out to be an hallucination. What the fuck? And I think he murdered her and her daughter. I'm not going to lie. His mom being a complete psychopath, but adoptive, like adopted mom. It's like, what? And you had Bruce Wayne showing up, going off a bat pole, which Batman 66 nod, I think so. There's plenty of nods in this movie towards Heath Ledger, Batman 66, everyone in that, you guys got plenty of nods towards Mark Hamill a little bit too, I've noticed. He was kind of Mark Hamill-ish in some moments. I really dug that with the passion. We had that. We've had just so many things in here. Him starting a riot, but not intentionally, but him being like, fuck politics, fuck all y'all, that shit, I don't care. I'm just here to tell the joke and make the world smile. That's Joker. Arthur died in this. We witnessed a man die, and we kind of cheered on for it. And maybe Morbid Me enjoyed it. Say the least. I think comic book fans, if you're a hardcore comic book fans, you really enjoy the movie. If you're a semi-comic book fans, you really enjoy the movie. In some parts of it. You're half. You really enjoyed it, but you're also half on it, too, of like, okay. But, and if you're not a comic book fan, you're like, what the fuck is this? Especially with the fact of Thomas Wayne and Martha Wayne having a gruesome murder, as always, but like blood all over Bruce's face, which I thought was beautiful, and the pearls and whatnot. And people, and Jesse, our producer and also creator, founder of the Nerd Balls Network, which you're on, proud to be, fucking dope dude. I love him with death, he's my brother. And I really think he didn't see Joe, he didn't see the murder coming, and neither did Gabe, a standard comedian friend. He did not see that coming either. You know, and they're like, oh, I'm like, no, there's an 80s Gotham. They gave us Thomas and Martha Wayne. We know Bruce was going to be in it. The murder was going to happen. But the plot twist was the Joker. Joker, the being the cause. Because the guy with the Joker mask just murders his fucking dad. Like, this is what you fucking get. And he fucking shoots him dead straight clean. Like, that's amazing. And Crime Alley and them coming out of seeing Zorro. As soon as I saw them escaping the riots, because Joker caused Gotham to burn. And he thought it was beautiful. And they cheered for him, where he made a blood smile with his makeup, because the makeup was on point. The costuming was on point. The cinematography, giving us Dark Knight series, a trilogy with those, of how they did cinematography on buildings in Gotham and everything like all that jazz. Beautiful. We got nods towards that. We got nods towards everything here. And I think the Joker movie really paid tribute to the what was above for it. And it really gave us a new understanding of the Joker himself, of the guy. He is a guy who broke, which people tend to forget. Joker, this was Joker without him falling into a vat of chemicals. And I enjoy, as much as I love that, because I fucking think it's cool of him being the Red Hood and taking the hood off after swimming out of the chemicals and shit, be like, sort of Joker shit, you know, after Batman caused it. Arkham Origins did a really good job with that. Really brilliant, really brilliant thing. I love that story about him. This isn't that. This is him being broken by society and by another, not Bruce Wayne, but Thomas Wayne. Thomas Wayne helped break Arthur into becoming the Joker, from the nice guy who was getting beaten down. Thomas Wayne was part of the reason why, such as Bruce Wayne was part of the reason why too. You know, Batman, aka Bruce, was that reason why he became Joker, was that final notching thing, and Thomas was that final notching thing towards him. You know, and soon, brilliant. And the stand-up comedy, not the stand-up comedy, the late night talk show, straight out of The Dark Knight Returns, that by Frank Miller. That he, where he gassed the comic and the cartoon, which I love the cartoon one so much with the passion. He gassed the fuck out of a Joker gas and murdered an entire audience, a crew, the show host, voice of Conan O'Brien. That was awesome. And it really was an amazing scene. And it's a Joker. And he, after he slices his therapist's throat open on the show, and he's like, all right, that's good dope. That's Joker. You know, he's murdering all these people. He's saying he's enjoying it. He's just trying to make people laugh. Enjoyable. I really, really dug it. The riot scene was filmed, the costumes perfectly, them cheering him on, and the scene in Arkham where you clearly know he murdered his therapist because his feet are covered in her blood, and he just runs out and shit like that. It's like, that's Joker. You know, how we are in the end, the credits themselves are 80s, and it's very, very period piece. It's very, very knockative of that. You can clearly tell Joaquin Phoenix, amazing job. He smokes in real life, and he has his issues in real life. He brought him to the forefront and brought him to play Joker, which gave us an Oscar-worthy fucking performance. I'm gonna say it. Give the man an Oscar. Jesus. Made me feel 100% with the dude, but I've just seen so much with that fact of I've loved Joker. I got Joker Converse. I'm looking at it in my studio and home right now. I got years before the movie was announced. You fuckers, don't say I'm a fucking bandwagon. Some have said that. And I'm like, to you all, fuck you. To say the least. But I love y'all. Trust me, I love my fans. Don't get me wrong. I've reached out recently and talked to a lot of you guys. And if you guys want to reach out, you can reach out to me on social media, and I talk back. And you guys are the reason why I'm doing a Joker review, actually, because I was thinking, do I want to do a Joker review? Yeah, let's do it, because it needs to be talked about, and the fans want it. So there you go. Yeah, I've just definitely seen this movie being a truly, truly wonderful time and truly a beautiful piece of cinema history. And I've seen it twice, and I noticed more things in the second viewing. And I think it's worth seeing at least twice in theaters, folks. It really, truly is. Todd Phillips, Joaquin Phoenix, and the rest of the cast and crew have gave us a almost comic book movie. Some people say it is, some people say it isn't. I say it is because it's Joker. Joker's comic book. Joker can happen in real life, according to this movie. Scary as fuck. But it's also in the sense where, cool, I like it. It's awesome. And do we need more superhero movies, like supervillain movies? Gotham gave us the Batman villains that we needed. I would love to see a Two-Face, something with him coming up. I really, really would. It's a little bit in Batman Hush, the new anime movie just came out, which I did like with a passion. And hint towards our next guest coming up, hint, 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 wink, wink, wink. And I would like to see Harvey Dent. I think Harvey Dent, comic pop recently messaged, talked about that as well, too. And I think Joker's the movie that we needed. Hey, folks, Dakota here with a little bit of an ad break for you guys today. Do you guys like reading comics? Obviously, if you listen to the show, you do. What the fuck am I talking about? Then you guys, if you're in Arizona, which a good majority of the fan base is, shout out to the ones in Canada, though, you guys can go to Drawn to Comics in Glendale, Arizona, located at 5801 West Glendale Avenue in Glendale, Arizona. I gotta say, folks, I've been going here for a long time now. I've been to a few different comic book stores in Arizona in my 6 years of living here so far, and this may change due to the recording nature, but whatever. So I love going to Drawn to Comics. I really do. Ken, who runs it, is amazing, fucking laid-back dude. He's a wonderful guy. He's been on the show, ladies and gentlemen, before, and it's a really fun place to pick up the book. So Drawn to Comics in Glendale, Arizona, get yourself a box, you know? Go in, maybe just check it out. It's a fun place to escape into. His work, all the workers there are fucking wonderful folks. They really are. It's just like family at this point, at least they're for me. And it's a fun world to go into. There's collectibles there. There's toys. There's comics. You know, and you just get your box and reserve some books and whatnot. We've had people on the show who've written and drawn comics, you know. Go in and pick up their work, folks. Jesus Christ. It ain't that difficult. So go to Drawn the Comics in Glendale, Arizona, folks. You guys can check them out also on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Thanks, everyone. Now back to the show. Sorry, you know, the coffee there. And so, Joker, 9 out of 10. What else I want to say about it is it's just a beautiful piece of movie. And I think I really do like the direction it's taking. Do I want to see more? Do we need a sequel? No. There needs to be no sequel to this. I will take a comic book tie-in sequel. Maybe there's an inspiration of Joker there and it's a different Joker that we get later on when Bruce is Batman and shit. I could maybe take that or... So like Arthur was Joker, but then he was also the first Joker and there's many Jokers over the decades. And you don't know anything about them, so that's how you get the regular comic book Joker too, if you want to have that with Batman as Bruce gets older. So take it as that if you want it. I think all the acting in here was superb. The costume, the makeup, I'll say it again, was brilliant. The writing, the cinematography. I truly love this movie for what the messages were, but also because it gave us a villain movie, and we don't ever get that where the villain fucking wins. Who won? Did Thomas win? No. Did all the people who gave him shit win? No. All the people like, it's going to be okay? No. The short guy didn't live. And short little midget friend or small person friend. Whatever you want to say, I'm totally sorry if I offended anybody. Partially. And, you know, he just kissed him on the forehead as he let him out. He's like, you're always so nice to me. Kiss on the forehead. Lets him go after brutally murdering their friend who was an asshole. He's like, okay, that's Joker. He'll let you go sometimes. You never know. If you're like... And you just never know with him because he was so scared. He's like, I'm going to get killed. No, it's Joker. Never know what's going to happen. Arthur died. Joker took over by that point. Green hair and everything. So I really think you all should see this movie twice. I really think it's well worth it. And we're going to get more. I'll talk about the domestic thing of it right now. So far I've seen it's made $13 million just on Thursday, I believe it was, where I saw it. I was part of that $13 million. I don't know if it's going to do wonderfully at Game Busters. I think it's going to do wonderfully with the crowd. And I really think you guys should take your family and go see it. Not kids. This is not a kid-friendly movie. Jesus Christ. But I really think it's a good movie that you guys need to go see. Now, I can continue sucking the cock of the Joker movie even more, but I won't, to say the least here, because you guys don't deserve that. It's not going to be a long episode, as you can clearly tell when you click the link. So definitely don't worry about that, folks. I definitely want to say, too, if you guys want to follow me at DakotaMorgan3 on Twitter, you can. You'll also follow me at Dakota_Morgan. That's at Dakota_Morgan97. At, of course, on Instagram. So you guys can follow me on there and whatnot. If you guys want to give me ideas for more reviews, if you want me to do more reviews, which I'm doing this because you guys wanted it and also because I really wanted to talk about it. So this everything aligned for that. But you guys want to stay tuned with the Common Chronicle podcast because I have some really fun guests coming up for you guys. And I want to tell you who, but I can't. So just stay tuned for next week's episode or the next episode on the list, depending on what time you're listening to this. So yeah, folks, 9 out of 10 for The Joker. Slow beginning, but overall a wonderful, beautiful movie that I relate to a little bit. I cheered on for a villain, but I always cheer on for the villains and the murdering rampages. Bless us me. I'm fucked up. I know that. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. As always, make sure you guys please subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, and comicchronicle.podbean.com because if you guys subscribe, you can also share the show on social media or review it. It helps us. We can do really, really cool things in the future and whatnot. You know, some really, really fun guests we're trying to get and maybe do a few more events because we've done events before. And hit up your local con if you want me to go to your guys' local con, do an event there, talk show, whatever it may be. So everyone, thanks for tuning in. Enough of my rambling. Stay classy, Gotham City.